SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Morenz, and I'm on the grid, SiriusXM channel 159. Let's do this thing. Big game tonight in Tampa. New York Rangers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. We'll be breaking it down. Countdown to puck drop is on. NBA Finals return tomorrow. We really do have a massive slate of Major League Baseball tonight. We've got breaking news as far as the Angels are concerned. Madden has been let go after they lost last night to the Boston Red Sox. We were on the Red Sox last night. And you got to believe if the Angels wouldn't have lost last night, he probably wouldn't have been fired. But now they've lost 12 in a row. We saw Philadelphia go on a streak after they fired Joe Girardi. They're in action tonight. Donnie Wrightside will step up and in. We've got Dave Sharapan, Dubsy, will join us. Big tournament this week, the Canadian Open. That a lot of players would rather not play in, and
hey, relax. No. This is a good Canadian Open this year. Evidently. Let me tell you from a guy that knows. This isn't Glen Abbey. This isn't some friggin' pasture out in Markham. This is Royal St. George's. This is a great course, underrated. And I'm telling you, Morenci, it's old school. Tree line, beautiful. It's actually a really nice tournament. It just sucks it's a week before the U.S. Open. It's a beautiful, beautiful course.
And it's also being overshadowed by this this Saudi stuff as well.
Yeah,
so it's not exactly. It's not just like this. No one's really talking. It's a nice field for the tournament, but yeah, let's be real. I mean, even people that are sponsored by RBC aren't playing in it. You know, I'm just calling it out for what it is.
Well, Dustin Johnson just put in his walking papers with the PGA Tour today because he doesn't care because the USGA. They say you could play in the U.S. Open. You're going to play majors, so these guys are just going to make bank with the Sheiks, and then they're going to come back for majors. To me, Morenci, it's what we talked about before. Then, like, there's really no incentive. So guys can just, like, Tiger Woods obviously is the face of the PGA Tour, but if you're some guy who just wants to make money, you just go to the Saudi thing. I think they got to step up and say, listen, the PGA Tour, we were here. You want to play with these guys? You're done. I'm with you on that one. I think it's time to put our foot down here. You can't play both sides.
I don't know if they have the legal grounds to do it, which is that's the thing. You can't just because you socially disagree with somebody on something, ban them. And I think that's why the U.S. Open, I think maybe down the road, put it this way, I think if their lawyers, you know, they've spoken to said that they could do it, they probably would. Yeah. They probably would. But I tell you what, as a whole, Cam, these guys, it's a selfish move in the sense that it's going to destroy golf. It will. Because nobody's going to care about the stupid rich tour because it's just an exhibition for a bunch of money. These guys, if you know that, you know what I mean? They're not playing for anything. So besides rich guys playing for more money. Oh, yay. And then conversely, and they're going to be playing in the other tour. It's just basically going to be a backlash against golf. The golf are just a bunch of greedy, soulless type of people. And they're not the only ones in the world. But it'll be their ones under the spotlight to be called out for it right now. Right, I'm just saying what it is, because it just sort of, and I think the PGA knows this as well, right? Like it takes the luster off their tournaments. Then there's controversy. Oh, this guy's playing here, and it takes away from there. You know what I mean? It's not good for anybody, but money wins in the end, man.
It's really tough.
They're paying people $150 million to show up.
Think about these NCAA kids, changed their lives.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gable Morenci, kicking it. Game time decisions. Donnie Wrightside will step up and in and join us. We'll get into the baseball NBA with Donnie. Madden is out in Anaheim after losing 12 games in a row. They did it in Philadelphia with Girardi, and they won a couple of games. And, you know, you can almost see this coming right now. I think the smartest thing to do would probably be for the White Sox to fire La Russa and then just bring Madden back to Chicago. He can you know, be the Cubs, the Cubs great, and then potentially imagine what a legend he'd be in Chicago if he won with both. He's already a legend in Chicago after winning with the Cubs. But, you know, it worked the other night. And for the record, the Angels are +114 right now. Yeah. They're +114. The Boston Red Sox are -134. Last night, the Red Sox were underdogs. They finally caught up to this. I think the fact that TBD is on the hill here tonight for the Angels doesn't help their cause at +114 right now.
Exactly. You don't even know who the pitcher is.
They fired their manager and it's TBD.
Exactly. Phil Nevin will do a good job, though. He's been around baseball for a long time. I think it's fine. And you know what the funny thing about Joe Maddon is, Gabe? Take a look at his record with the Angels. Losing record, no winning seasons, no playoffs. Just one of those things. You know what I mean? He's always considered this baseball genius. Well, what have you done for me lately? You got Mike Trout in the lineup. I know he's hurt a lot, but kind of underachieving, you think, when we talk about this Angels team. They just never seem to get over the hump.
It was 12 days ago. They were 10 games over .500.
True. That was 10 days ago, though.
Ward was, you know, one of the hottest hitters in baseball. He's hurt. Rendon is hurt.
That's true.
They're starting pitching. Didn't get anybody out. I don't really see how any of this is Madden's fault, to be honest. And the Angels are going to get no bump from this. Like, even if they win tonight, yippee-yay. Like, Phil Nevin's not – he's just an old dude that's there to take orders from yes, sir, okay, if this is what you want to do now. I don't know. Like Madden said – and Madden's been around the game. Like he said, there were no discussions. There were no talks. There were no, listen, maybe we should play these guys. Maybe, you know, we disagree philosophically on this, but as the owner management, we think you should do this. He said nothing. They just randomly told him, you're done. Donnie Wrightside next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Renzi kicking it. Ranger Redhead Cam Stewart in the house. Sharon Pan will join us later. Dubsy. We've got the Canadian Open. The LIV, whatever the hell it's called, debacle. Saw Dubsy tweeted the press conference. Yeah, it went real well. Like, basically, people started firing off questions. The British media just came in hot and hard.
Exactly. Those guys don't put up with any guff. The Brits.
How do you explain yourself? And they were big, like, the golfers were like deer on a highway, bro. Like, they were like, I can't believe like, they looked surprised that it was coming. And I don't know, is Bubba there? Because I think it was Bubba. He was like, this is very uncomfortable. Like, you could hear, like, mic got picked. Who
it was
said
Graham
that?
McDowell. Bubba's in. He just had surgery. It was Graham McDowell.
Oh, no, okay. You're right. I don't want to throw Bubba under the bus.
Bubba's still on the PGA Tour. He's got the General Lee. Exactly. He just had surgery, Renzi. No, he's not doing no Saudi tour. Bubba's at home.
Bubba, I can see you're right. Bubba's a real American. I don't go overseas.
He's not going to Saudi. He rides the General Lee. He's not going anywhere.
He's Bubba. I have enough money as it is. I'm just fine.
Exactly.
No, it was just, I swear, Dubsy, I'll ask him about it. But yeah, it was a press conference. I don't know who it was. It was an Asian golfer. He was getting ambushed. Yep. Like, he didn't even understand the questions. And then the lady's like, this press conference is over. And you could hear the British guy. He goes, this press conference is far from over. Okay. And she goes, what'd you say? Excuse me? And he said, you said the press conference is 30 minutes. We're nowhere near 30 minutes. She's like, this is over. It's finished. And he all like scurried off.
Amazing. That's awesome. These
guys, bravo. You're off to a great start. you're off to a great start. Let's bring in Donnie Wrightside right now. What's going on, Donnie?
What's up? Happy to be here on a Tuesday, fellas. A little bit interesting golf talk on a Tuesday, huh?
Yeah. Screw them.
Yeah.
We already spent too much time on them. Yeah, and in fact, I don't think we should talk about their tour. I don't think we should, like, they're not paying us. You know what I mean?
No, it's a good point. Yeah. Like, and really, like, who's going over there? Old guys that need the money and the greediest guy in the world, Dustin Johnson. Like,
are they playing this week?
Yes, they are. Centurion Club. You want to hear the purse, Marenzi? $25 million for some joke tournament. Who's the headliner? DJ? $25 million. Enjoy.
I'm looking here. All tournaments. FanDuel doesn't have it.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, we were looking for it this morning.
No betting, no live. Sorry, guys.
It's an exhibition.
Yeah, exactly. It's not even real. Sounds made up.
Yeah. Well, he had a real tournament. Cam got defensive early. I wasn't saying it wasn't a good feel, Cam. I'm just
No.
It's being overshadowed by a lot of stuff.
I agree 100% with what you're saying. It's just really good courts this year, though. Like, it's very nice, like Royal Montreal and stuff.
Very beautiful, it feels good.
Beautiful
too.
Track.
All right, so let's get into the baseball. So Donnie, Madden is out. Before we get to the Philadelphia Philly situation with Girardi, because they went on a streak, what do you think about Madden getting fired? Did you expect this to happen? Because he says he did not.
Yeah, anybody in my household around me knows that I think Joe Madden is the single most overrated manager in the history of baseball. And anybody who bats their pitcher eighth in the National League should be fired immediately. So him being relieved, I expect the Angels to go on a run now.
So you're buying in, huh? They're
love it.
Don't forget, he did intentionally walk in a run with the bases loaded in the fourth inning earlier this year as well.
Yes.
He is one of those guys that he's always going to be the smartest guy in the room, or at least he's going to think he's the smartest guy in the room. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's maybe why the Angels just never even bothered talking to him. They would say, listen, because, you know, like we'll get to Girardi, but, you know, in Philadelphia, there was a philosophical difference of which they were like, we want you to play younger players. Like, we've got a bunch of young players. You don't want to play them. You don't trust them because your job is on the line. La Russa is the same way in Chicago. And this way, no one ever gets developed or anything. And you're kind of spinning your wheels. With Madden, like you said, like they never had a talk. Like he was just sort of let go. I agree with you. I think he is overrated. I don't think, you know, I don't buy into this that he's some massive genius and stuff. But at the same point in time, Donnie, I don't think it's his fault what's happened with the Angels in the last week and a half.
No, it's certainly not his fault here. And by the way, not to say, because I don't agree with Joe Madden's principles, but if I actually was a player, I would love playing for Joe Madden. Just seems like a cool guy. Sit back, relax, have a beer with, drink some wine. He brings the animals into the clubhouse.
Oh, players do like him, bro.
Yeah. Remember
like he drinks
a party.
With the players. Yeah.
It's like
Brent's
in your shirt. He's like, yeah, it's Hawaiian shirt day. It's bowling day.
Exactly.
Let's go do
he
this day. And it's like,
stuff.
Yeah.
He's very loose. Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah.
He's weird and eccentric, but he is loose. You're right, Donnie. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why even he said when they said, well, he goes, you'll have to ask the players. But and Madden was pretty open. And you know, normally right away this suit, he wouldn't be so open. But he said, I don't know. He said, I had a great relationship with the players. He said, our dugout was good. He said, I didn't lose the clubhouse. He said, we just had a rough week and a half. Right? Yeah. So it is what it is. So you're taking him tonight then? You're taking the Angels.
I'm going to keep going against them. I'll keep until they win a game. It's just printing money right now to go up against the Angels. And you're right. You got a couple guys injured there. Change up in the lineup. I think Boston comes in hot.
Yeah, Ward was a big impact player for them, bro.
He was very good player. Yeah,
had a bigger, higher WAR than Mike Trout did. The Rendon was hurt. Syndergaard got lit up when he went back to Texas. It's just sort of
Trout struggling
after another.
Plus,
the schedule was tough.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Tommy Pham got in Trout's face, and since that part where he says he's a loser commissioner, guy's hitting like a .112 or something. It's ridiculous. Amazing. Guy can't hit his way out of a paper bag.
I don't know how much Jock Peterson. I know that he was brought into it as the commissioner, but I don't think that's why he's not hitting.
No, I'm just throwing it out there, Brentsy, for fun. Tommy Pham likes to stir it up, and he hasn't. It just kind of correlates. He's not since that point. He's been very.
Jock Peterson's the one that got hit, and I think Peterson hit like a game-winning home run last night or something. He just kept going.
Exactly.
He just kept going. Peterson deserved to be hit just for the goofy blonde hair, man. God, that's like a dumbass. I hate that hair dye stuff.
As an adult, I agree, Marenzi.
It's just movie. Like, what are you doing, bro?
It's
like,
for kids.
You, Justin Bieber?
You're a man. Exactly.
All right. So speaking of the Phillies tonight, they're on the road here. So, Donnie, this is their first game. They put it together. And I don't know if you know this. I'm sure everybody in Philadelphia is talking about it, but you know, this Thompson guy, first Canadian manager, hard to believe, since 1934.
How about that? Jeez.
Wow. I just can't believe there was a Canadian manager in 1934. That's the thing that blew my mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Because like, I sort of thought, honestly, I was like, man, Ernie Witt. I was like, no, Ernie Witt was like a bench coach. Maybe he never
bench
really
coach.
Did.
Yeah,
a couple of guys have been bench coaches, but yeah. So yeah, Rob Thompson, a Canadian from Sarnia, just for the record, 3-0, off to a great start. So what I noticed here tonight, and keen Seinfeld fans will notice. Jason Alexander on the hill here tonight.
Yes, yes.
For the Milwaukee Brewers, who of course is George Costanza, the famous. You want to talk about merits, or you want to learn how to hit home runs? They said, "Hey, we won the World Series last year." Because yeah, in six games, that's a great shot.
That was the best. In six games.
Yeah, Jason Alexander on the hill here. Tonight. So what are you doing, Donnie, with the Phillies and the Brewers?
Yeah, Phillies hot at the plate here, but I think this game plays a little bit to the under here at 8.5. Ranger Suarez will be on the mound. Not a great pitcher here, but also you're talking about a Milwaukee lineup that gets clutch hits, which is being nice, which means they win games 3-4 and 5-1. I'll take the under in this game with the Phillies and the Milwaukee Brewers tonight.
Under 8.5 now. Suarez and George Costanza over under 8.5. All right, we'll start to get into the rotation a little bit. Speaking of, we mentioned La Russa earlier. Short price tonight for the Dodgers with Mitch White on the hill, just $1.24.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I'm Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 159. So we've got Washington and Miami coming up, Arizona and Cincinnati. And I can't believe I'm actually ready and fired up to lay it down on the Cincinnati Reds. But they are on a roll right now, and they are getting very good pitching. This is one thing with the Cincinnati Reds. They do have a young, very, very good core of very young pitchers that are just studs, great, great arms. The number keeps going up in this game, but we'll go in the rotation right now. Donnie, Washington and Miami, any opinion on this one? You playing the Marlins and the Nationals?
Yeah, I'm actually going to play the Marlins today. The team total earlier today was 4.5 at a -115 price. Adone's on the mound. He's been terrible this year. I'll take this lineup today that's going to be able to stack a couple lefties along with righties for the Miami Marlins. They should be able to hit. Everybody hits this guy. And even though we play in a pitcher's stadium, I still think he gets touched up tonight. I'm going to say the Marlins get the 5 runs tonight and cash that ticket.
You know what's amazing? The Marlins haven't won a series since, like, early May. It's hard to believe. Yeah. They have not won a series.
True.
Since early May when they played against the Washington Nationals. Nationals on a rare win streak right now. You playing this game, Cam?
Yep, I'm on the fish. I know I'm kind of easy in the interrogation room. I bet you can guess every game that I'm betting. Tonight, that's the way it roll. But, yeah, the fish are going to be played, and, yeah, I'm down with Miami tonight. Take them on the run line as well. I think they dust up Washington tonight.
Yeah.
Big win for Miami. Let's go.
All right, I'll pass on this game. Cincinnati Reds at the D-backs right now. So it's up to -158. Ashcraft on the hill here for the Reds. Reds have won all three of his starts this year. The total is 10.5. I like the under in this game last night, Donnie, and I got screwed over because of the rain delay. I think it was going to stay under the 10. Arizona can't score. I mean, you want to talk about a team that is struggling offensively right now. And I got to take the Reds. I got to take the Reds here. I got in a -155. And another interesting thing about the Reds, guys, they've scored in the first inning in 5 straight games. So I took a piece of between Arizona and Cincinnati. I took a piece, Donnie, of will there be a run in the first? Yes. And I got the Cincinnati Reds to win the game.
makes some sense here, because when you take a look at that lineup there for Arizona, you can see stack a lot of left-handed batters, which they're going to do again tonight. The problem is Ashcraft's been very good against right-handed and left-handed batters. How about this against lefties? 170 weighted on base percentage and 079 ISO power number. That's great. And also, from a Reds perspective here, Gilbert's a lefty. He's gotten absolutely blown away from right-handed batters. Well, guess what tonight? 8 right-handed batters in the lineup for Cincinnati. They'll hit and they'll win tonight.
All right. We're all on the you're taking the Reds again, Cam?
Does the sun come up in the morning? You're damn right.
There it is.
It's an order.
Detroit Tigers and the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's kind of a train wreck of a game, to be honest. But Pittsburgh's not bad right now. They're on a little bit of a run. 7-3 in their last 10. That's because they played the Dodgers, though. Yeah. They always beat the Dodgers. Tigers were on a run, but then before getting swept by the Yankees. Both these pitchers, I mean, Scooble's actually been pretty good. I don't know if you guys are playing this game. I'm going to pass on this. I'm not playing every game. I'm passing on this one.
I'm actually really having fun with the baseball card tonight. I'm going to probably play the board, not for like crazy amounts of money. Give me the Tigers tonight. I like Scooble. I think they're going to get it done. It's only 20 cents. Hey, let's rock. I think you said it, Morenci. Pittsburgh hasn't been bad, but I think this is a good spot for the Detroit Tigers. Very little juice. I will take my chances with Scooble and the Tigers.
I'm passing. Donnie, any opinion on this one?
I think the game goes under, and I do trust Scooble a lot more here than Quintana, but I do think the game plays a little bit slower pace. But also, if you take a look at Pittsburgh's lineup tonight, the casual baseball fan, that 1-9 starting lineup, I don't know if anybody could pick anybody out of that lineup and say, okay, I know who this guy is. I mean, obviously we know like Hayes and Reynolds, but Sawinski, Chavis, Castillo, Mitchell, Chang, Heineman, and Swaggerty in the lineup tonight? What is Pittsburgh doing? I don't know.
I don't know. This is the same team that beat the Dodgers six out of 7 times.
Sounds like an Irish Indian team. They're Haggerty and Swaggerty. And who are these guys?
Another player that the casual fan doesn't know right now is Keegan Thompson. And Keegan Thompson's been money for the Cubs. He's 6-0. He's got a 1.99 earned run average. But even more importantly than that, or just importantly, is that he's won his last 4 starts, but the Cubs are 9-3 when he starts, which is very, very impressive numbers. When he's on the hill, they win baseball games. You got Bradish on the hill here tonight. He gets lit up all the time. He hasn't won a game since May 10th. He's 1-3 with a 6.82 earned run average. Give me the Chicago Cubs tonight, Donnie and Cam. What do you think, Donnie? But I'm on the Cubs. What do you do with this game? And what are you doing with some other games tonight?
Yeah, I got to tell you, with this Cubs-Baltimore game, for me, it also plays to an under. You're right. The kid on the mound for the Chicago Cubs has been very good. Bradish isn't a great pitcher, typically gets lit up, but his xFIP numbers aren't all that bad. He does give it up to right-handed batters, but in this new ballpark in Baltimore, it might as well be the top, it feels like, down in Tampa. Nobody can hit the ball out of left field. Maybe Babe Ruth can come back and have a shot out there or something.
I think they're going to move the fences back in, probably. Horrible. Everybody's complaining so much.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Horrible. Yeah.
What did they say? Was it 26 feet?
Moved like one of the most beautiful ballparks they've ever built, and they just smashed it with like a wrecking ball in the left field. Was anybody clamoring for this? Like, was anybody clamoring after 30 years? We have to move that fence back and make it awful looking?
No, it was because they sucked and their pitching staff sucks.
True.
And
well,
they were
true,
giving up so many home runs, they figured, you know what? Instead of spending money on players, why don't we just move
baseball?
The fences back?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty pathetic, but. All right, before we die, we got a couple more minutes with Donnie. It's full slate of baseball here tonight, so there are a lot of options. Donnie, what are you looking at tonight on the diamond?
Yeah, I got to tell you, there's 2 team totals I like. We already went over the Marlins game. I also like the Tampa Bay Rays team total as well. But late night tonight, I'm going to roll out the Mets again. Taijuan Walker's an okay pitcher. Yu Darvish, decent here on the season. But I'm going to say to myself, let's get in that pitcher's ballpark. I like this Mets lineup, the way it's configured. Lefties, righties, all the way up and down. 7-plus batters tonight with plus weighted on base percentages versus right-handed pitching, which Yu Darvish is. I'll roll that Mets train out again. And also, it always helps. Just keep on fading the Angels at this point until they win. I think Boston's a better team tonight, too. So a couple games out west you can hang your hat on.
No love for the Dodgers tonight against the White Sox at that short price?
That's an interesting game, man. If those two lineups were full go with great pitchers, as we anticipated maybe before the season, that would be an interesting one. But the Dodgers being favored in Chicago tells you something there, specifically with White on the mound.
One thing with the Dodgers, guys, I don't know if people didn't realize this. These guys played 31 games in 30 days. It's pretty insane. And they had a day off yesterday. And for them, it was like a prolonged vacation. Like the Dodger players, everybody says they feel a lot better after like having that day off. They said 31 games in 30 days is a brutal stretch. I think they get back on track tonight, but it does have that sort of feel as a trap. But I mean, I think people overreact to the pitching situation. And I think people assume they don't just know. They don't know who Mitch White is. Right. So they're like, well, I don't know who this kid is. And they're just going to assume that he's going to get lit up. All right. NBA, Donnie, we got a couple of minutes. NBA, yep. What are your overnight thoughts here with game three coming up tomorrow?
I think it's a must win for the Golden State Warriors, getting 3.5 points here. It's one of those where if I see Boston loses game three, I think Boston can win game four at home, send it back 2-2. But I got to tell you, the Boston Celtics jump on the Golden State Warriors and take a 2-1 lead and game four still in Boston, you're looking at the Warriors on the ropes. And I haven't figured out how to quite bet that situation because I do think the Golden State Warriors still win the series, but I'm frightful here. I think the Boston Celtics do win game three and therefore probably end up taking the series. Going to be fun. I still think it goes seven either way, but you're looking at the winner of game three taking that commanding 2-1 lead. Could go either directions. The Celtics win it. I think they actually win the series.
Yeah, it's very interesting, actually, how there are props up at FanDuel right now. So in which how it's going to play out. Game one, Boston. Game two, Golden State. Game three, Golden State. Game four, Golden State. Game five, Golden State, plus 650. Like, you could bet any combo of what order. I agree with your take that, and I have money on Golden State. I said this earlier. I was talking to someone in San Francisco, and I said both teams should have a cautious optimism about where this series is going, and also a big time fear. There's like neither team has a margin for error here, really. And Boston are 6-0 straight up and against the spread off a loss. They were punked the other night. You know they're going to come back strong. The league's not going to let Draymond's not going to be able to play as reckless and as crazy on the road. They will tee him up. It'll get crazy, the Boston crowd. But I do think they split, but it's a good point. I think you're right. Like, more pressure's on Golden State. Like, if Boston lose, okay, we can get it back on Friday night. If Golden State loses, they lose Friday. They're down 3-1, and then suddenly I think they go down in six. I think they would win back at home, and then they would be toast in six probably.
Yep.
Big games. I'm taking Boston tomorrow.
I think you're right.
Boston. Agreed.
I already put it in.
Everybody
my
in.
Money,
me too.
My money's tied up, and I didn't get a better price. It's the same thing. Like, I've had $305 tied up for the last 48 hours. No value at all. I got it at 155, and it's currently 154 right now. What about the total, Donnie, tomorrow?
212.5. I got to tell you, I mean, they should get the over, but I'm feeling an under in Boston. I'm feeling some defense out of the Celtics. One of those games where one team gets into that low 100 range and maybe holds the other team into the 90s. I'm feeling an under 212.5. I am.
You know, we're up to 47. The last 47 NBA Finals games. Only two times has a team lost and covered the point spread.
Oof.
Pretty crazy.
Pick the winner. It's like that.
It's like the Super Bowl, right? Like, it's only seven times has the team lost the Super Bowl and covered the point spread. But, that's unbelievable, man. There's been two pushes. Two covers, two pushes. And look, but so far, same thing. Outright winner covers the spread. Thanks, Donnie.
See you guys.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions. I am Morency, SiriusXM Channel 159. The Ranger Redhead Cam Stewart in the house. Dave Sharapan will join us from Vegas. A little bit later on, we got Coach Young Dubsy. We'll step up and in as well. Cincinnati Reds in action against the D-backs. Once again, I did take the Cincinnati Reds, and I took, will there be a run in the first inning? I bet yes. Hopefully, I'm not a day late and a dollar short, but Cincinnati have been scoring early. And often, actually, recently. They're playing some pretty good baseball. I think they're 16-13 right now in their last 29 games. you know there's a skid still to come, yeah. as we see. That's the thing, Cam. You see all these teams in baseball. They can win 10 in a row, 8 in a row, but you can yep. like look at the Angels, man. It was a week and a half ago. It was 12 days ago. I had the Angels post-game show host on. Trent Rush, mm-hmm. great name.
It is a great name.
Yeah, Trent Rush. I don't know if it's his real name, but
sounds nice.
I doubt. And how could anyone really be named Trent Rush? But a nice guy, nevertheless. But I had him on, and they haven't won since. They were 10 games over 500. Because I remember we said, I said, man, the Angels are 10 games over 500. The Angels were like big favorites to make the playoffs at that time. Their percentage was to make the playoffs. But you got to go to the Bronx. You got to play the Yankees. And you got to go to Toronto and play the Blue Jays. And you got to go to Philadelphia. And it just unraveled. That's what did Matt it in that week and a half. Just the Blue Jays beating up on them cost him his job, essentially. And then the Red Sox put the final last night, the last body shot. So you're on the Reds as well, and you're taking the Marlins. Yep. I understand your Red devotion, but the Marlins, they're like a stingray. I think the Marlins going to get you.
Yeah, I don't think point. Tonight. Yeah, well, you think the Nationals are a dangerous water creature? I think the Marlins going to put his...
I think the Nats actually are live tonight.
Really?
Yeah. They're streaky. They're on a three-game win streak. Yeah, Soto's a badass, right? He's a good player. He could single-handedly just hit a home. You know what I mean?
He could.
I'm staying away.
I like that parlay. It's plus money, too. That's what I like about it. So I'm going to take the red straight up and a parlay then with the fish.
I'm going to parlay I got a parlay with the Braves and the Blue Jays.
So do I. I have the exact same parlay as well. That's a good parlay.
The A's are 1-9 in their last 10 games. I've been waiting. I've been telling people the Braves are going to start to put it together. And they are right now. They're 7-3 in their last 10. I brought it up a lot. People always say, oh, they're not the same team as they were before this last year and stuff. Yeah, they were. They were a sub-500 team all year last year until they got to August. Mm-hmm. And they just got hot late. At the right time. So it's almost too obvious right now with Oakland riding a 6-game losing streak. One thing is, listen, Irvin's been pretty good. All right. Irvin's been pretty good. He's not allowed more than 3 runs since the season opener, actually. This should be a lower scoring game. You got right on the hill here for the Braves tonight, but I do like the Braves. You got Manoah going for the Blue Jays tonight. And another game that's good for parlay material. The San Francisco Giants. Agreed. The Giants, when they play the Rockies, are just free money. We talked about it last time they played. They've beaten them 12 times in a row, but they actually lost the last time they played. So they're 12-1 in the last 13 against the Rockies, and they're now 20-5 in their last 25 games. The San Francisco Giants is their most dominant. It's the one team they dominate the most. Like it was like a franchise record that they won 12 games in a row against these guys. And 20-5 is a pretty solid run, but they're pretty big favorites tonight. But good parlay material, the Giants tonight.
Couldn't agree more. I'm doing a round robin parlay: Atlanta, Toronto, Giants, and I think you can throw Houston in there. I know Flexen's all right for the Mariners, but with Verlander going at home, I could put that in a nice round robin parlay with those four teams.
I'd be careful with Houston. Seattle are another one, Cam. Another team that. Starting to put it together a little bit right now. Seattle Mariners 7-3 in their last 10. They've won 3 straight series. And it's just one of these matchups, Cam, that the Mariners seem to beat the Astros a lot. Like Houston struggle when they go to Seattle. It's not a good time for them. And in fact, they played last week. And Seattle took 2 of 3 from them. Like I said, man, Seattle are a strange team. Like, they're starting to get in the pocket a little bit right now. I wouldn't be surprised if this was the trap game tonight. Verlander hasn't been great in his last 2 starts either. I think the Astros are a trap tonight.
Not a trap, but
sort of that favorite team, Cam, sort of like the Dodgers last week, where people are like, well, they're not going to lose to the Mariners again, right? And all Verlander's and on the hill, et cetera. I think they can. And I think they probably will. What's the price right now?
260.
Yeah, that's crazy. To me, I think the Mariners are worth a shot at plus 215, and even at plus 1.5, because these two teams do play close games all the time. Even at 1.5, it's plus 100. So you don't even have to lay juice to get a 1.5. I'm just saying, Cam, it's one of these division rivals that they play each other tough for whatever reason it is.
I totally get it, and that's why I would never – if you laid 260 with the Astros, that's a problem. Run line, I don't feel comfortable, but when you turn it into a plus money parlay, like the thing is, Gabe, I think three out of the four win, and I wouldn't be surprised if four. I think the Jays, Astros, San Francisco, and Atlanta. I think three out of the four or four out of the four win. So if three out of the four win, we're fine.
I think the Jays last night, I talked about it. Remember I said, yeah, we don't even need like a parlay for the Jays, the run line. A good call by Joe Maddon actually last night too. She liked she said over 5.5 team total with the Jays, and they got there. I thought they were going to light Kansas City up. Kansas City, just another terrible baseball team in a free fall right now. FanDuel has this locked right now. I don't know, we have another weather situation here? I don't believe so.
No, I don't think so either. But, let me see here. I'm on the FanDuel Provincial.
It is locked. Ontario,
they just unlocked it, and I still see Manoa and Keller. So, and I see, let's see. Jays minus 210.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Yeah, 210 now.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah. It wasn't. I had to hit refresh, but I guess, once I hit refresh. Yeah, 210. All right, so it's still scheduled. That's a decent price. And look, man, minus 125. One thing, too, I was looking at this with the Royals, actually. I was looking at the run line stuff. The thing with the Jays is the Jays do win some one-run games. Toronto are 8-2 in their last 10 games. Off the top of my head, I looked earlier. I think it's I think they have 3 one-run wins along the way there. Kansas City are 2-8 in their last 10. All 8 losses, guys, by 2 runs or more.
Yep, they're getting
so. That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't even have to waste time with parlays in this. You just attack it. Boom. They're going to lose, for the most part. Like I said, if it was anyone else, I'd really be in here, but I can live with both. But I'm just going to play the Jays on the run line again. Their bats are smoking hot here tonight. Keller on the hill for the Royals. He's going to get lit up, Cam.
Keller's not too bad, but against that Jays lineup and the way they're hitting right now, I agree with you 100%. And Manoa, Kansas City's a light-hitting team to begin with, and now Manoa steps on the hill. I would not be shocked, Gabe. I'd look at his strikeout prop tonight, too. Guy might get, 13. Like, the Royals are just that bad. Like, he's an animal. He's a horse. If he goes long, he'll strike out a lot of guys.
Oh, this guy's, he's a real stud, this kid.
Sure is.
Got a lot of confidence for a kid in his second year, I'll tell you that, for a pitcher. All right, we got a pitcher up, actually. Speaking of pitchers, other pitcher of team shot of the Colorado Avalanche last night. And we want to congratulate the Avs. It's a nice classic team picture of this, of what they did. And we have to credit I Pick It Sucking on Twitter, which is a great, great name, actually. I Pick It Sucking. I Suck at Picking, excuse me. I'm trying to read it off the screen here. It's small. But I want to give him credit because he was bitching on Twitter about people stealing his shot, and other people were. So we're giving you credit. I Suck at Picking, but yeah, that's great. That's great. And listen, Colorado were the better team. There's no disputing it. And Edmonton weren't going to be able to beat these guys in a 7-game series, as we saw. Okay. They did deserve better. It was a bad beat last night for Edmonton Oiler bettors. But for the love of God, was this a one-sided officiated series, which we knew it would be going in? And I tell you, even at the end, even the last goal, it was a high stick. But they wouldn't, you know what I mean? I guarantee, you knew, though, they weren't going to say, oh, no. You knew it was over. It didn't matter. He could have touched the scoreboard with his stick, and they would have countered it at that point in time. But, man, the refereeing was bad. And I'm not saying the Oilers didn't get away with a lot of stuff. Cassie nearly killed a couple of people out there a few times. But
guy went for the rear naked choke on the ground there. It's like, this guy's trying to blood choke him. That was the best. Cassie is a psycho.
Landeskog is another one, though, bro. Landeskog boarded Cassian.
Exactly. Right?
Boarded Cassian, and somehow Landeskog got hurt while it happened.
Yeah.
So even though he tried to injure Cassian, so he injured himself trying to injure Cassian, and then he was injured, and Cassian sort of jumped on top of him after. But Cassian realized, I'm going to get a penalty for beating up this guy that's turtled right now. Right? So he's lucky he didn't get a penalty. I'm not saying the refs didn't lose control, but Edmonton deserved better. It was just constant.
They did. Like
every call in the series, man, went against them.
Yep. And we had a lead going into the third. You felt good about it. It came back. It's hilarious, right, Gabe? Who scores Edmonton's first goal? Hyman. That would have been nice if he would have got the first one, too. It's just everything you said it. Like, I started to feel in the third period. I go, these guys are going to blow this. They're going to lose this damn game. And you do once they tied it up. Edmonton even fought back. I go, they're done in overtime. They had no chance. But anyway, yeah, I thought the officiating was totally on Colorado's side. And what are you going to do? And you said it. Mike Smith made some saves. But at the end of that game, that early goal, there's just the thing is you got to make more. That's the bottom line. And, yeah, Edmonton's a good team, but they got to correct that goaltending. And they need another blue liner, too.
Yeah, they moving forward. Yeah, it was, you're not going to be able to win with what you have between the pipes. It was a nice run for them. They got as far as they can. They're not a Stanley Cup, you know, champion caliber hockey team. Hell of a run for them. So we'll get into the Rangers and the Lightning. The price keeps climbing. Lightning up to minus 184 right now. The total is 5.5 in this game. And I've got a head start on all this. For tonight's game. So I'm already locked and loaded. I played a parlay. Where was my parlay? Oh, here it is from last night. Colorado Edmonton. When the game started to slow down, when we got off the air last night, I jumped in on over 5.5 and I parlayed it with the Tampa Bay Lightning. So now I've got this, I've already got the Lightning right now. And it pays back pretty nice at plus money. Now it wasn't in game 5.5. So I laid a little bit of juice to do it, but I have like long story short, I got the Lightning at plus 147 right now. So I got the Lightning for 147, and I don't really have to re-bet them right now at the bad price.
Nope.
And with all this soccer going on today, I played a under 3.5 in Germany-England winner, under 3.5 Italy-Hungary winner. That was a stress job. And under 7.5 in the hockey game tonight. Three-team banger. Yeah, like minus 135. So now I got under 7.5. So I got under 7.5 in the hockey game, and I already got the Lightning. Ready to rock. Let's see what Cam likes on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, it's time for some early Major League Baseball best bets. Let's go with Keegan Thompson and the Chicago Cubs. As I mentioned, they've won his last four starts. He's 6-0 on the season, 1.99 earned run average. Cubs are 9-3 last 12 times. He started a baseball game. Give me Keegan Thompson. And the Chicago Cubs minus 118 right now. We're going to parlay the Atlanta Braves with the Toronto Blue Jays. That's all I have. It's 7 o'clock Eastern. Cam, what do you got for us?
Oh, I did have the Tigers, and now I see we have a pitching change from Skubal to Peralta. So now instead of minus 120, they're plus 120. I don't know if I hit action or not. Other than that, nothing. No, 721. Yeah, I like the Braves on the run line against Oakland as well, and they're going to be parlayed. Give me the Atlanta Braves tonight. That's about it. All my actions, 8 o'clock and later for baseball.
So to recap, I'll just take the Chicago Cubs. I'm already in on the Cincinnati Reds to beat Arizona. We'll pull the trigger on the Cubs coming up later. As I mentioned, Braves parlayed with the Blue Jays. Philadelphia and Milwaukee. Interesting game that we'll break down with Dave Sharapan when he joins us, as well as Seattle and Houston. I tell you what, the 8 o'clock Eastern slate is an intriguing one tonight. Seattle and Houston's in a good game. Right there. And then you got the Los Angeles Dodgers. Last night, the Dodgers were minus 124. I was pretty sure that it would go up. It hasn't. It's just stayed exactly the same price all day here. And this is unheard of. Like, what, to get the Dodgers at this price? I'm gonna look it up here. We're gonna look up all the numbers probably for the Dodgers.
Yeah,
I think this is the shortest price of the season.
Yep.
Like, they played San Francisco type of stuff and San Diego, like, they weren't -124. They're playing the White Sox too.
I know.
So it's either free money or it's a trap. It's one or the other. Yep. It's either it's a free scratch lottery ticket or it's you're gonna fall in a well. It's one or the other.
I'd rather have the lottery ticket. Yeah.
It's a piece of pie, or maybe there's poison in the pie.
Yeah, it could be.